Blog Talk Radio.
You dare.
Hallelujah. Yes. And that's all God wants from all of us. I'll say yes, Lord. You lead the way, and I'll say yes. And that's what he's saying to all of us, when we say yes. And I just want to welcome everybody to meet the authors. This is our second time meeting, and I'm so glad that everyone's on the line. And our topic tonight is, should I write and why? And I hope that song ministered to you, because it ministered to me, because when we're asking ourselves, should I write and why, you know, it really is, yes, Lord, I'll be obedient to what you put in my spirit. Yes, Lord, I'll be obedient to your word. Yes, Lord, and I'll trust you. You lead the way, and I'll trust you. I trust your Holy Spirit to show me. And I just want to just focus on that tonight. Should I write and why? So, again, this is Meet the Authors, presented by Precious Word Publications. And I welcome everybody who came on tonight, and I bless you. And I just want to jump right into it. That's a question, should I write and why? It's a question that many people struggle with. I meet people all the time, and I'll approach them. I say, you know, has God, you know, told you to write that book yet? And they laugh, and they, you know, they say, oh, yeah, that's a confirmation. But they, yes, they fail to say yes. They fail to accept the call. They fail to, you know, step into that place. And many, they have a question, you know, well, why should I write? You know, what am I going to write? Why? And they struggle with that. And I just want to, I brought three authors that I know personally, and they're going to share with you why they feel they had a purpose, they had a passion, why they felt that they needed to write. And I just wanted to, you know, bring them on so you can hear their testimony. But I wanted to, you know, share mine, because when I was thinking about the should I and the why, and God was saying, they go hand in hand. Don't get those two mixed up. Your should not be based on can I write, especially if you are a child of God, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and he is the one that, if he's put it in your spirit, he's the one that's going to guide you into that place on getting it out, showing you how to do it, connecting you to whoever you need to be connected with. So all he's asking us, like the song says, I'll say yes, Lord, and but you lead the way, and I'll say yes. So we want to look at should I write and why, and look at it from a spiritual standpoint. Is there a need? And then why? Is there a need in what God is having you write about? Is there a need for that? And then why did he choose you? So the first book that the Lord had me write, and I was not a writer. I had been in the publishing industry, but I would not call myself a writer. But the Lord had me write a book called Know Me as Healer. And it's a book about knowing God as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And he had me write that because many people at some point in their life are going to go through a period of, you know, a sickness. And rather God heals them immediately or over time, they need to know who God is. He's still a healer. And what does that mean? That he desires us to be made whole. So when God told me to write it, he had placed it already in my spirit, a whole year before he even told me to write it. He had been telling me, he says, you need to know me as healer. He says, you really need to know me as healer. So he kind of put that in my, kept putting that in my spirit. So I started, you know, really understanding, you know, who he was. He said, many people know me as creator, as savior, you know, but what about healer? So I began to, you know, research and get an understanding of who he is, that he desired us to be whole. And one morning I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed, but his words were already in me. And he walked me through a process. I had to have surgery, but he walked me through a process, letting me know that he still was healing me. He still was restoring me. He still was with me. He still was the Lord of my life. He had not left me because I had to have surgery. And so many people feel that if God doesn't move in a certain way, he is less than, and that is not true. So after that, he told me to write a book, and it's called Know Him as Healer. And it really talks about him being Lord over your circumstances, how he is Lord even within it, how he walks in the midst of you. And so many times when we're going through a situation, we can lose sight of that and succumb to whatever the enemy is using to attack our bodies. But if we keep God and know who he is over that, we'll come right on through. So that, you know, many people need it to know, because many people go through some sort of attack on their body. So there is a need. So as I was looking at the why should we write and should we write, you know, the Lord just brought me back to Luke 4:18, and I know most of y'all are familiar with it, so I'm going to read it. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So you say, well, should I write? Well, absolutely. For one thing, we are supposed to be a witness. And is there a need for me to write? Absolutely. You know, to preach the gospel. People, there's people out there who don't know. And, you know, as God has, you know, told me, he says, let my people know that they're writing, not necessarily for such a time as this, but such a time when there's not going to be Bibles, when you're not going to be here after the rapture, there's still going to be people that need to hear the word of God. So, and also in Luke 4:18, it says to heal the brokenhearted. You know, there's people who have lost hope. They are so broken. Whatever has happened to them, they feel that there's no hope. People committing suicide every day that need to know there's hope. Deliverance to the captives. There's people out here that are bound and that are enslaved to habits and addictions and relationships and whatever, you know, bounds people. And I know God has brought us through things, and we know that God is a deliverer. Mm-hmm. So why not write it and let someone else know, hey, he brought me through, he can bring you through. And he says, recovering sight, blind. But, you know, people are blinded physically and spiritually. And the last one is liberty, that, you know, to those that are bruised. So many people have emotional issues. And I know we've gone through them. If we are a child of God, God has allowed us to go through certain situations.
Amen.
For such time as this to go in full and set the captive free, deliver, testify, preach. So I ask you, why? What's your story? And I'm gonna ask Pastor Juanita Douglas. She's from North Carolina, and she has written a book called Emmanuel, God with Us, Understanding His Presence. So welcome, Pastor Juanita. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
All righty. Well, I'm going to ask if you would share with us, why should you write?
Well, Sister Elaine, I believe in my heart, and I just know it, that I should write this book because I have heard and have listened to the voice of the Spirit and the way all this came about. I know this is a commission and a mandate. And when you think about writing and if I should write, do you have something? This is what has blessed me. It was something that I wanted to tell because of my relationship, because the Lord was revealing to me the things that were just blessing my heart. I just really wanted to share it with someone else. And, you know, as I look back, this is the first book that I have written and it's come to a completion. Several years ago, I wrote a book, dealing with the reality of life. As a matter of fact, the book was named The Reality of Life. And I was working in the school system here in Scotland County, and I worked with a lot of high schoolers, and I was working with the gospel choir at the high school. And I saw the children and the lifestyles, and they were a lot of good children. And with my love for God and wanting to do what the Spirit of the Lord would have us to do, I was learning some things myself concerning the Word of God, and I've even asked my own self the question, why the creation? You know, what is our purpose for being here? And then the Almighty God started to reveal things to me, and I actually wrote the book, Reality of Life. I did not get it published officially. I actually went to a printing company here in Laurinburg and had about 500 copies made that I actually shared with the children and their family and others that I came into contact with. And I've always, for several years, just written. The Lord told me several years ago to write. And so when revelations and things would come to me, I would just write. And I just wrote things down as simple truths as I received spiritual wisdom and revelation knowledge. But back in September the 6th, 2015, I gave a sermon at our church, and most of the scriptures then came from the epistles of John, and it was talking about the love of God. And the love of God in reading those scriptures was such an overflowing spirit to me at that particular time. I said, my goodness, wouldn't it be awesome to just share this kind of love that God has for his people. And so I looked at that sermon and I said, you know what, I'm going to do that. But I had my sermon and I laid it down. And I did not start that book at that particular point. Actually, the sermon itself was to be the start. But I laid it down for several months. And then one Friday, it came to me to start working on the book. And so I picked that book up, I picked the sermon up, and I started working on it. That very Sunday, I went out to eat, and I met these two ladies that were standing in line with me waiting to eat, and we started to communicate. And so they sat down at the table with me and my husband, and the ladies were Sister Elaine that we're talking with today and another minister that was with her. And as we went on to talk, she said to me, who has the book? And my husband does a lot of talking about marriages and counseling people and Everybody has told him he needs to write a book. But I know that the Lord had just given me on that Friday before that Sunday to start writing again with that book. So we made contact, and we started with this book on last May. Now, off and on all through the year, we have worked and we've gone back and forth with this book. But I told her and I shared with her, this was a mandate. When I made that decision to go on and do this book, the Spirit of God has walked me through it. The Spirit of God has kept me determined. And one thing that has made me determined to finish this book was because the Spirit of God was unctioning me and speaking to me and even leading me and directing me all the time. There was times when I, you know, was writing what I thought, but no, it wasn't coming together. And my sister here would talk to me about it. What are you actually saying? What do you want the people to understand? So when I stopped and regrouped and allowed the Spirit of God to just minister to me, I was able to finish that book, and I did not allow anything. And right now, it's going to go to the printer in a couple of weeks or so. But there was a mandate in my spirit, and I had talked to the Lord several months ago. God, please, we have to realize what time and what season it is that we're in. And any time God has something for us to do, it's time to do it, because tomorrow is not promised. And the Word tells us that, you know, every man is going to be judged according to his work. So personally, I don't want anything in my life to be left undone if I know that the Spirit of God is unctioning me to do it. I'd rather err on the way, on the side of overdoing than underdoing. But the Spirit of God give us directions. When we walk and have an intimate relationship with Him, He doesn't guess with us. We don't have to guess with Him. We can know for sure as we communicate with Him. And so it was a mandate. I knew I had to write this book from what I was hearing from the Spirit. And I wrote it as completing one of the things that He has commissioned me to do. And since I've walked in obedience with this book, even stemming from this book is coming another book just talking about Jesus Himself and the life of Jesus Himself. But it's just been awesome. It's just been awesome. And I just thank God for His revelation and how He has shown. And, you know, it comes a time, I'm 63 years old, and it comes a time when you say, well, you know, when I turned 60, the devil tried to tell me, you know what, you're old now and you can't do anything. And I told the devil, he's a liar. I do whatever it is, what I felt like doing. And and God's timing is everything. Earlier when I wrote that Reality of Life book, I see so much more revelation knowledge from the Lord and His wisdom now than then. And God's timing is always on time. And so you know what, when you have the unction, or when we have the unction and something's just resting on us and it's something good, it has blessed your heart. And because you love the people, because I love the people, you want to share something good with the people of God to help them to build a relationship. And, you know, it's been a journey this last year that required patience. And I thank our publisher, Sister Lane, for her patience in working with me. But it's been such a blessing to hear and to build that relationship with the Lord in doing this writing. So I wrote this book out of obedience and because I love the Lord and I love His people. And when I ministered that love from those scriptures that Sunday morning, it was just overwhelming in my heart, you know, just to see how much God loved His people and always want us to be in His purpose. And I wrote it out of obedience. I thank God that He allowed me, and it was my pleasure to finish writing this book because I felt like I had finished one thing that I know that the Lord wanted me to do. And I thank God for it.
Well, I thank you, too, Pastor Juanita. And I have to share with the listeners that even though you wrote it in obedience to Christ, to what the Lord was giving you, we always know that it's just not for us. Whatever God has us do, it's just not for us. It's for the kingdom. And
yeah,
as I was working with you on your book, and I want to encourage anyone who...
Hello, Ministry Elaine?
Yes.
We can't hear you.
Okay.
Minister Elaine, can you hear us? Can you hear? Anybody hear me?
I can hear you. Just
Okay, so we're just not hearing Minister Elaine.
Right.
No, we're not hearing her. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, and we thank you that you clear the airways in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the prince of the power of the air right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it. This broadcast will go forth. It shall come to fullness in the name of Jesus. For the people that are on the line that need to hear this message on today in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that Minister Lane is able to be heard and anyone else that needs to speak in the name of Jesus. Are you on?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Amen. Pastor Juanita, her book, when I was helping her, her book is takes you back to the basics of God. And I was, because so many of us write on different things, but I saw what God was doing and what God was saying. So it goes back to should I write and why? What's the purpose? And her book talks about the creation, talks about Jesus, and in his presence. It really is a 101 basic book. Why? Because there's going to be people who have never served him, never even picked up a Bible, is going to need to know. And it's so anointed. And I thank her for that. And I thank God for having people, you know, right where they need to be. So I say to you, where are you? Where are you where you need to be? So I want to invite my next guest. And I'm going to ask Sandra Jackson. And Sandra's in Connecticut. Is that correct, Sandra? Sandra, are you on?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sandra has a book called, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sandra, Don't Touch Me Like That. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And by the title, which is very intriguing, I know there's a need. So I'm just going to let you jump right in and just tell us why God has propelled you to write this book and who you think it's going to impact, and just share with us.
Okay, because I wrote some notes down just to, so I could keep it flowing. The question is, should I write? Yes, I should write. Yes, I should write. And I want to thank God for this opportunity, for opening this door. I am honored for the opportunity, and I thank God for Sister Elaine's obedience. I want to say God bless you to everyone and all the listeners. And we need more people, and we need to be that person to help our brothers and sisters go to the next in their life that God is pushing them to. So I thank God for this opportunity. The question of the hour. why should I write? Now, when Sister Elaine, she called me with that, and God put it on her heart to ask me to come and talk, I knew it was God. I knew it was God. It just did something inside of me like, this is something you can't run from now. Like, that question just had me like, so thankful. To answer the question why I should write and share my writings, the reason I should write is because the pages I have created to walk will help others if they are in a place I used to be. I should write because a young lady or a woman needs to know if they have been violated sexually, mentally, physically, verbally, by their family or someone else, life goes on. And if they were hurt, they don't have to stay and live in that hurt, in the volumes of pain. I will let them know that there is healing, and all they have to do is receive the healing that Jesus Christ has already given them and show them how to get there. I will hope the words that God put on my heart to write would soothe and heal and help them to be set free and give their lives to Christ. I should write because there's a parent out there feeling guilty or alone, at times out of place, puzzled, don't even know what to do or where to go for their special needs child. I have two special needs children. I know God will heal my children. I need to let another parent know that's in my same situation, that I know there's a lot of appointments, and we have to fight for our children every step of the way. We have to be their voice. We are their only voice at times, and we must continue to fight. This is one of the greatest fights for me, because it's not for me, it's for my child. I thank God for his guidance and his unction. The push, when I get tired and weak, the Bible tells us we are strong in our weakness, our weak times through God. I would tell them no matter who or what system doesn't understand, I do, because I have been through a lot on this path. I'm still fighting for my children. There are times you will feel alone and misunderstood, but just pray and allow God to lead the way. Misunderstood is a name that's my name, dealing with my children, dealing in life, period. A lot of times people feel like they could give you advice. I would tell them, you know, there's people that think they could give you advice about certain things that they haven't been through. Because dealing with children with special needs is not a one-fit-all circumstance. This is a situation that is custom-fit. God wants us to seek him for our children, guide us, direct us, so we can help other parents. Another reason I should write is because there is someone out there that is beating themselves up, and they won't forgive themselves for something they did or what someone did to them. I would talk to them about their great qualities and push them. Push means, in this case, I will offer praise, understanding, support, or help. I would tell them to seek God first and have boundaries in life for themselves and others. Make goals and be honest, so they will feel like they won't feel like a failure when they will feel like a failure if their expectations are too high. I would tell that woman that has been physically abused that she is beautiful and she is more than that, and God is her God and not a man. I would tell that person that has the attack in their minds that the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. I would tell them to look in the mirror and love on themselves and let God in. I would tell that fatherless young girl that her value in a man is not her value. It's what she believes in herself. And I would tell her to seek God and show her. I would tell that fatherless young man to give his anger to God and show him how, and hope he receives it. Let him know God will mold him, not the anger, not the streets, not the drug, or the void that he is trying to fill with anything that fills that void for the moment. I would let them know they are loved by the Almighty King of Kings. I have a book, like Sister Elaine said, Don't Touch Me Like That. I know it's time to release this book. This will help the one that has been violated sexually, mentally, financially. This book will expose the enemy's tactics and give strategies to God's people, so change and bondage and bondages will be broken. We can't wait for the perfect timing, because just to be honest with you, right now in my life, I wouldn't be the chosen one to release a book right now. We wait to the perfect timing. We try to squeeze and trying to plead. No, it doesn't work that way. When God says release, you have to release it. And it's not about if you understand it. All of God, if God said it, then you do it. And that's where I'm at. The timing, we do it. Okay, we need compassion in the body of Christ. I see there's not a lot of compassion for the people, and we need that. Somebody needs to hear what you've been through. Somebody needs to know what you've been through, because only you have the healing words in your mouth through God that will heal that person. So, yes, everybody on this phone has, or on this radio, has something to say. You are valuable to God. You were made with purpose, and you need to share your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And when Sister Elaine or Pastor Juanita said something about, I think it, what came up to me was like, in my head was like, selfish, when we hold back what God has given us to do, because it's not just for ourselves. It's not. So I encourage someone today, if you are holding back, you need to give it to God and ask God to help you. You need not to walk in fear, but be encouraged in what God is telling you to do. And one more thing, Sister Elaine, this is what God gave me. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And that's why it's so important to write, because we have something in us that God put in us to help somebody else. And a lot of times when we think of the word mourn, we think of somebody dead. But God is saying there's a lot of us on this phone are looking at things that he has told us to do as they're dead. It's too late. But it's never too late when God says something, his word does not come back void. It's going to get done. It will get done. Don't get in a position like me. I'm about to go in surgery in the morning. Keep me in y'all prayers. And guess what I'm going to do while I'm laid up? I'm going to finish and do what I have to do with my writing for the Lord.
Amen.
Corner. And God has to kind of make you. Because at the end of the day, God don't need you. He don't need me. He wants us to be obedient. And that's what he's calling us, his people, to do. So God bless everyone. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know what else to say after that other than amen. And thank you, Sister Sandra. That was so well put. And reading from Isaiah, you know, that says it all. And he has called us. You know, God wants us to release what he has given you, so people may be touched, people may be healed, they can be whole, they can come to know him. It's not about us, it's about what God has invested in you. He's invested, he's trusted. You know, all our situations that we have gone through, he trusted us that we could go through it. He was there, he guided us through it. No matter how ugly it was or how good it was, he guided us through it. He trusted us.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants us to give it back to him so it can produce life.
Right.
Someone else can live. So I thank you, sister. I really do. That was beautiful. At church.
Thank you, God, for glory.
Amen. I'm going to stop at this time and see if anybody has any questions or comments for Pastor Juanita or Minister Sandra. Two ladies that have stepped out, and their books are going to be coming out shortly. And it's been a process. Sandra, how long has it been for you that you've been writing?
It's been forever, it seems like. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Tell the truth and shame the devil. My book, Don't Touch Me Like That, is like maybe 10 years old. And
that's
it's been sitting, and I look and I say, wow, there's people that need to hear what God has brought me from and brought me through and still bringing me through a lot. Yes.
Well, if this helps, in my first author that I helped publish her book, she had been writing for 50 years.
Woo!
She was 80 when she published her first book. Wow.
80 in a nursing home.
Ooh.
And she, yes. So never too late. God's timing.
Sister Elaine?
Yes, Pastor.
You know what? I wanted to share this. Several years ago, Miles Monroe was doing a leadership conference. I think it was in St. Paul's, North Carolina, somewhere down in this area. I forgot exactly where it was. But one of the things that stuck out to me so great, he asked the question, where was the most richest place in the earth? And several people gave out thoughts of where they thought it would be. But he told us the richest place in the earth was the graveyard, because so mm-hmm. many people have gone to their grave not fulfilling their purpose in writing or starting a business or doing or fulfilling their, you know, the gifts and things. There was a time when they just put it off, or like some may be thinking, not it's not important, or am I supposed to do this? But he was saying that the richest place in the earth was the graveyard, because so many ideals and so many books and so many businesses and such, you know, those ideas, those thoughts never came to life in those people, and they left this earth without fulfilling those the things that they need to fulfill in their lives. And so it's just so important when God gives that unction, and just not to leave it to the side, because like my sister here was saying, 10 years, and the older lady that you helped was 80 years. You know what? It got done. And it's getting done. And the thing is to stay focused now, because of the time and in the season that we're in, and we're in last days, and he needs to work in us, and he wants to work in us and through us to reach others with what he has placed in his people.
It's so true. It just have to trust him. And like the song said, you know, you lead the way, God. If he's unctioning us, you know, we throw it back at him and say, well, okay, God, I say yes, but you lead the way. You show me. You know, you guide me. And that's what he said. He said to give us the wisdom, and he'll show us how to do it.
Amen.
You got to say that yes. You got to release that yes. And sometimes that's the hardest for people to do. I meet so many people, and they laugh. You know, they know that God has given them that unction, but when I ask them, I say, is it a yes? You saying yes? They'll laugh instead of saying yes. And but God wants a yes. That's all he wants. So, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on, I'm going to invite Father Trish, who is in St. Louis. Her book is entitled "Let the Truth Be Told," and yes, so many people need to hear the truth. They are being deceived. So, welcome, prophetess.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
Nice. You are some beautiful women. I've been enjoying listening to you speak.
Talk up a little bit more.
I said, you're some beautiful women. I've been listening to you speak. You're very, very enjoyable to listen to. I was thinking about a lot of things that you were always saying. And when I started writing my book, The Truth Be Told, I didn't really want to write it because I knew it was going to ruffle a lot of feathers out there. It took me 2 years to just get up the guts to sit down at the keyboard. And then once I did sit down at the keyboard, it was only because I felt the prompting was just so incredibly strong. And then, of course, I had to play the little head games with myself that I would only believe that this was for my kids, you know, just a little something that needed to be passed on to the next generation, as the previous generations have passed on to me the information that they have laid in me and through my teachings and my upbringing. But the recording of his words were so precious to me. I realized there was so much treasure in what it is that he was laying into my spirit. And by me hanging on to that information, I almost felt guilty. I needed to get that information down. I didn't necessarily want the vulnerability associated with me writing down this information, because this is generations of information and lost teachings. But what I found most, the biggest prompting I had in this unction within me, was when I was listening to these churches and some of the bad teachings that had driven people out of the churches, made them feel like they were not worthy, made them feel like they couldn't walk in the doors, made them feel like they couldn't ask questions, made them feel like they were not even something of any value. And that just tore me up inside. The Holy Spirit's been talking to me since I was a small child, and I've always known my value, but I'm telling you, there's so many people out there who don't know their value, and they walk around thinking they're valueless. They get into drugs, they get into alcohol, they get into things that they want God, they want bigger, they know it's out there, they know he's there, but they have no idea how to reach him. They pray, and they just fight and fight and fight, but they don't know where they're fighting, they don't know how to get there. All they know is they're saying, please come, please God, please Jesus, please Holy Spirit, I need something, I just don't know how to reach out. So my final fire that set me off was, okay, Lord, I've seen the children that are walking into paganism looking for a family. I've seen the people who are walking into Satanism because they can't find anything of any value because they don't know how to get to God. And I want to bring them that avenue and let them know they have value. They are worthy of everything that he created them to be, that they can step into the fire that he put before they were born. He put a direction in their life. He put a direction in everything that they were supposed to do. He has ordered steps, and all they got to do is follow. Got to listen, got to know, and just trust that they are identifying with him, the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, and nothing of this earth. And as a result of that, I sat down and I tried to type it out, and he says, no, I'm doing this. So I took a couple days off. I got frustrated. I sat down. I put my fingers on the keyboard. And I kid you not, when my finger started moving, it was nothing about me was happening. It was all him. He had this book written in a record amount of time. The meat of it was in a record amount of time. And then I went to Elaine, and Elaine, that too was a Holy Spirit moment, because somebody brought me Elaine, and I was obedient, and I went, and I met with her. And from that moment, I knew that same day that she was going to be the one to walk this thing through, to get this done, to ask the question that I didn't even think to ask myself. Because what he was giving me, I was obediently writing, writing, writing. And then she sat me down and said, okay, now let's run this through. The subtitle is called Bringing the Light of Truth to the Layman. And when she brought it to me, saying, okay, we're going to talk, when you talk to the people who are the people on the street, who are the drug addicts, who are the people who are searching, who've never cracked a book before, this is who your people are, so let's start breaking this down. And she gave me questions from a perspective of, okay, I just picked up a book and I don't know how to read the Bible. Now let's explain this. And he had me organizing my thoughts in the most bare bones, basic way that I can talk to anybody at any level, any time. I've talked to pastors and preachers and teachers. I've talked to the streets. I've talked to the people who are homeless. I have been in places where I was in Vegas this weekend, walking along Sin City, looking at the lost, the lonely, the downtrodden, the broke, the people who have all the money in the world, and they're still broke. I have sat down and I have figured a way that Holy Spirit is releasing through every page of this book at every level, and yet it's still 101, because bare bones basic 101 of ministry and prophecy has been lost for too long. The teachings have been lost. The preachings have been lost. The heart and the spirit associated with when the words came from Jesus' mouth have been so lost in so many churches. It's time to bring it home. That's why I sat down and I did what I did. And with the help of Elaine, I'm hoping that these things, and I'm praying that these things go out to the right people at the right time when they need it, not when I need it. I'm not. I don't have any ideas and directions of where this is going to go. Elaine's asked me several questions. You know, what do you think you want to do with this? And every day he pulls back a little bit more of the layers of the onion so that I can get to know a deeper, deeper relationship with Jesus, with my Father in heaven, with Holy Spirit. And his desire is for everyone to have that experience, for everyone to get to know the relationship, because the relationship has been lost. And he has told me through my conversations with the Holy Spirit that when we sit down and we take the treasures that he lays inside of us, and we put our fingers on the keyboard or the pen in our hand, that his treasures and what we do with them is what matters. Because when we sit on the information and all we do is bury the information, we're just like the parable of the three servants in Matthew 25. We're supposed to do something with it. He just doesn't give us something to say, hold on to it and bury it. He wants us to give it to us so we can send it out, do what it's supposed to do, make disciples, bring people back to Jesus, show him how loved they are, show them their worth, and give them a hope in this world of hopelessness. If it wasn't for his continued promptings and my relationship with him and my desire to get to all of those that don't know how to reach him, I don't know that I would have done this. But it was by my obedience and his promptings that my Father and I joined forces in his will for me to do what I have to do to get this done in his name, the way he wants it done, and leave as much of me out of it as possible. And that is my calling right now. He's given me two additional books that are coming out. And there's so many people that have been hurt by opinions that are being preached as fact. Opinions of that are based on their hurt of those that are preaching it or teaching it. But those people are also pained and damaged people. They're teaching the same pain and the same teachings because they're seeing it and receiving information through the filter of a wound in their heart. And they're perpetuating this into generations to come. And through my promptings, through the Holy Spirit that he's given me, he's trying to clean it up. The truth be told is about cleaning up the bad teachings, showing people how much worth they truly have, and how it's so easy to walk with him if we can just get out of our own way. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's so powerful. And I almost want to say her book is not for the faint at heart, but those who are really seeking the truth. So many people are being misguided, and when they're misguided, and because it's not the truth, it leaves a void in their life. And when that void comes, they go elsewhere. And I know that's what Prophetess has done through her book, you know, revealed the truth and the misconceptions. So it's an excellent book. And I thank God for her. Definitely needed in this world, even in the body of Christ, so many false teaching. So I know God is going to use this to his glory and to set a lot of people who have been bound by just false teaching and know there's something else. You know, they know. They got that squeaky wheel that quirk, and like, this can't be right, but they don't know anything else. And how
right.
God's going to get it in their hand, only he knows. Only he knows. But he's a strategist, so he can do it. And
amen.
Yeah, amen. You know, I want to go back to my book because, and when I said about not being for yourself, and you don't know who it's going to be for. I went to my first book conference, and a lady came up to me. She says, "Why would I buy one of your books?" And I was, you know, very happy, and I was like, okay, you know, let me sign it for you. She said, no, 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 don't sign it. She says, I'm a doctor, and I want it in my my office, my patient.
Mm.
I was just so taken back. I said, look at you, God. We don't know how God is going to use whatever your book is entitled. You don't know where it's going to end up. So I just bless God. If anybody has any comments, want to add or want to share, press your number one key. I open up your line and you can ask questions or make a comment. Again, I thank you so much for joining us tonight on this topic. I hope it's blessing you. It's blessing me. So I don't see anybody raising their hand. Press number one key. But at any point you want to say something, just press your number one key and I'll bring you on. Okay. Thank you, Prophetess.
My pleasure.
Truth be told. Amen. So we heard from Prophetess Trish, Let the Truth Be Told, Minister Sandra, Don't Touch Me Like That, and Pastor Juanita Emmanuel, God With Us, Understanding His Presence. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to open up the line for Apostle Patrice. She's located in Florida. Hallelujah. And her book is The Apostolic Anointing, Horseshoe Everything. It's a journal of a modern-day apostle. How many people know that how important it is to have a forerunner, to have somebody in your life that you can look to and say, okay, they've been there. They told me. This is what to expect. This is what's going to happen. This is what can happen. It's important. You know, it's almost on the line of a mentor. And it's biblical. So she has written this book, Apostolic Anointing. It will cost you everything. Journal of a Modern Day Apostle. So welcome, Apostle Patrice.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, we can hear you.
Amen. You know me, I'm always a little different when I do stuff. So thank you for opening the line, but I feel led to do this. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, I will wholeheartedly agree and say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. And that's the beautiful thing, that so far everybody has said yes to the Lord. Because you know what? Everything everybody said was so awesome. And it helped me, you know, just listening and hearing people open up to what the Lord has in store. And you know what? Our true fulfillment only comes from doing what God wants us to do. Nothing else fills that void. I tried it all. I know. It doesn't fill the void. And, you know, the Lord had told me, he said, Patrice, there's the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if I tell you to write the Newer Testament, you're no different than the people in the Bible. And people need to know that. You know, some people don't think women should be apostles. They don't think that, you know, that apostles are still alive today. They're only in the Old Testament. And that is not true. And, you know, I wanted to share with you guys, we've been bought and paid for with a price. Our life is no longer our own. So for me, it's about being transparent. You know, I pastored for 4 years, and they said, my pastor gets naked. I said, ooh, don't get a visual, but that's true. You know, it's about getting naked. It's about exposing the things that you've gone through. Everything that I've gone through, I know is for someone else. And Minister Elaine, thank you for saying such beautiful things, because I am a forerunner. They call me Joan the Baptist. You know, there was John running the, you know, leading the way. I'm down the block around the corner, and a lot of times I don't even understand it. But it's because God had me setting things up for people to come, like Ministry Lane said, and I thank you for saying that, Ministry Lane. And I got to give credit what credit is due. Ministry Lane, she deserves some honor. I was going to say kudos, but she really knows how to pull it out of you, and we sometimes even bumped heads, you know, but we came back together, still loving one another and pressed forward, and I thank God for her because I didn't know what to do with the apostolic anointing. You know, I didn't know how to even get started, and God put us together. And for me, the first book was stolen. I was on the beach, and I went to pray with somebody, and they stole it out of my bag. I had just completed it. They stole my whole bag. And 3 years to the date, now I forgot the date. I think it was October 27th, I think, of 2013 is when they stole my bag. I think it was the 27th of 2016. That book arrived on my doorstep, published and completed. 3 years to the date, and that's the number of resurrection. So God is an awesome God, and He knows exactly what needs to be done and when. We just have to be obedient, you know. And the reason why I wrote the Apostolic Anointing to Cost You Everything is because of the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord wants people to know that they're not alone. A lot of it has to do with things I went through in the church. It starts off with my life is where I started. I was raised Catholic and didn't really know about, you know, I knew about Jesus, but I didn't have a personal relationship. And anyway, it goes into, you know, things that happened to me in the church and how they thought I was crazy, sit down, shut up, get a job, you know, because I haven't had a natural paying job in 17 years. And God does supply all my needs. So if I can't teach, preach, or be a living epistle to anyone unless I've gone through it myself. And I believe that everyone that has a book that's inside of them is for someone else, like most of us said here. Ministry Lane and I cried together. We laughed together. We got mad together. We went through all the emotions. But she stuck. And I don't even think I've ever said this to her, but, you know, she stuck with me, and we got it done. And I also believe writing is healing for yourself through the process. There's something about putting it down on paper and then having, you know, someone like Ministry Lane pulling it out of you, you know, that there's healing in that as well. It's not just writing a book. It's so you can become whole as you minister to others through the pages. And you overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. So testify. Write. I have more books. I know that. Oh, no, now I publicly said it. I'm in trouble. Now I'm accountable. But share what God has given you to share. Just do what He tells you. Just write it down, and He'll take care of the rest. And I thank God for this broadcast today and for everyone that's on it. And thank you for listening to me. I'm done.
Amen.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, yes,
in
your will, in your way.
Amen. Amen. That should be everybody's song for this evening. I'll say yes, Lord. I'm looking at the back of your book, and it says, things you wanted to know but were afraid to ask.
Yeah.
And that's such a blessing because a lot of people won't ask. They either think it's
they're quirky or it's normal, or somebody's going to think that they're strange for asking. So they just keep it in themselves. And how do you get set free? How do you move on with the Lord? How do you go higher? How do you go deeper? If someone doesn't say, if you don't know, if it's not revealed to you. So I thank God for her book and revealing, you know, some intimate things that she experienced with the Lord and the Lord had her go through. And writing does take a certain amount of exposing yourself, you know, being vulnerable and open. God wants us to be that. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid in your yet. I don't have much to say. I think everything's been said. I'm interested in hearing the responses from the other people on the line. Anybody needs prayer forward, getting that push. We have definitely have some people online that will definitely pray for you and stand in agreement that that your yes becomes action. So if you want to make a comment, if you want prayer, just push your number one key. We're here from you. We're family. Amen. I'm going to give opportunity for the speakers to say their last, you know, any last words, words of encouragement, anything, or prayer. I'm going to do it in reverse. I'm going to ask you, Apostle.
Yes, ma'am. I would say to anybody who's out there who's on the fence and whether or not they should write anything down, my first response is absolutely, without a doubt, anything and everything that he drops into your spirit has value. It's a treasure, and it needs to be released. Once we give life to it, it takes on a life of its own, and we're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing this for generations to come, for years to come, for people from left to right, to every direction of the universe. They have opportunities to know that you are speaking something of value because they can feel how it touches their spirit. So don't stop. Just keep going.
Amen. Apostle Patrice?
Yes. Don't have to give up. Always, push forward and continue whatever God has given you, because there's people that are waiting that need to hear what you got to say. And don't ever think that what you have to say is not important.
Amen.
Because if God has given it to you, then it's for you and somebody else. And if you can't, okay, I'll say that, Holy Ghost. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for someone else.
That's right.
Because there's people that are waiting to hear what comes out of you. You know, like I said earlier, there's, you know, everything we go through in life is really for someone else. To really have a true anointing, you have to go through it. You know, and that's what should come out, and that's what touches the people. That's what breaks the yokes and the chains and sets people free. Your experience, strength, and hope. So don't be afraid to share it. Don't be afraid to get naked. And don't be afraid to put it down. I wanted to just throw one other last thing in there. Is when we were putting the book together, Minister Elaine is very good at grammar and correcting things. But there was stuff in my book that I said, no, it's got to be said that way. Like, it was kind of like, you know, slang and stuff. And that was because God knows who you're going to touch. I don't always speak proper. I don't always speak slang. It's however God has me speak. So however God tells you to do it, that's what you stick to. He had me do mine in cursive, in script. And some people say to me, I can't read that. I said, I'm sorry, that's the way God told me to do it, because it's supposed to be like a journal, handwritten in script. Whatever he tells you, you stick to that as you go forward in writing and doing the commission that God has given you.
Amen. Amen. Minister Sandra?
Hi. I'm listening and being mommy at the same time. So, yes, I just like to encourage everyone. Just be obedient. Of course, there's going to be things that come and try to delay you from doing what God called you to do, but stay focused and just be loyal to God, because he has our life in his hands. So he wrote the manual, so he knows. And if you get weak, call upon God. He'll see you through it. And that's it. Just be obedient.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you. Pastor Juanita?
I would just like to say, just like the others have said, the obedience, because the Father knows why he wants you to write that book. I was thinking a little bit earlier in writing, and as we write, as we're led by the Holy Spirit, God inspired the holy men to write the Old Testament and the New Testament. And this being the inspired word of God, being led by his Spirit, is just as important to touch the lives of people in this dispensation of time. Everybody may not be able to understand the word in the King James Version, and there's lots of other versions out there. But like someone has already said, what God has given you, he's given it to you because he desires for you to do it, and he has given you the ability to do it. So it's not on your own strength. It's not in our own strength that we do anything if we're born-again believers. It is through the Spirit leading and anointing us to do such. And to God be the glory. Sister Elaine read the scripture, Isaiah 61. No, that was Luke, 4:18. And then one of the other ladies did the same thing. And even that scripture was in my spirit within the past couple of weeks. And so what God has put in your heart to do, follow through. Just say yes, as we've been saying, and he's going to direct you. You be sincere about it out of your heart. The Almighty God is going to get you where he desires for you to be, and he will get the glory. I always say, when we do things for the glory of God, it's always for his glory and the people good, because he loves us like that. Everything he does is for his glory and his people good. And you know what? It is just so awesome that he has chosen us and has chosen you to be a part of that glory for the people's good. And I just say, go forth in the things of God. And we'll just be praying for God Almighty to receive his glory from every writer, and that it be revealed to every writer that they have finished the work. Because one thing I want to do, my body was attacked a couple years ago, and as a matter of fact, a few months ago, I had to have some surgery. But my thing was, God, spare my life so that I can finish the work. I want to finish the work. And so I say to everybody, you know what? God has awesome stuff in store for you. Finish the work. He's going to allow you to do it. Just have your heart there, and he's going to direct you into the rest of it.
Amen. 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 Well, I want to leave you with two scriptures. And if you can, write it down and read it. Jeremiah 32:30, verse 2. And it says, "Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book, And that's the King James Version.
Write all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book.
Amen.
And I want to leave you with Deuteronomy 28:12 states, God has blessed the work of your hands. So I want to say, if he's telling you to do it, trust him, he's going to bless it. Because his word says he will bless the work of your hands. So I just want to say, somebody wants to say something? So I want to say just thank you again for everybody just encouraging each other, because you have really blessed me, and those who will be listening to the archives in the future, just know that the words that were spoken today, they're for you too. God is not a respecter of person. He loves you. He has a plan for you, and he will guide you all the way through, as long as you trust him. So thank you, everybody, for coming on. And if that's it, no one else has anything to say, I'm going to say God bless you and good night.
God bless you too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Just say yes, you lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gain is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours.
I'll just say yes.
Yes, Lord.
You'll lead the way.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not afraid of what it means to me to say.
This life you gave.
If
not my